Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited to introduce our sponsor for this episode, La Cucci. La Cucci is the first brand to offer sustainable, everyday, sexy underwear. It's not only safer for the environment, but also for your body. Did you know the Cucci is one of the most absorptive organs of the body? That's why their underwear is made from certified toxic-free fabrics. They only use GOTS organic cotton, which is free of chlorine, formaldehyde, carcinogens, and other harsh chemicals. La Cucci offers four elevated styles that look flattering on all body types. Personally, I'm obsessed with how soft and smooth they are. They make me feel sexy and confident. La Cucci is an investment for your body's health, and today they're offering our listeners free shipping when you use promo code GIRLPOWERFUL. Go to LaCucci.com to discover the underwear you've been waiting for. That's LaCoocie.com. And as always, don't forget to like and subscribe to our podcast to support our mission of making all girls feel seen, valued, and heard.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today we have Alex Kay. She is a professional dancer and a co-creator of the fitness company Team 3XT. Alex, we're so happy to have you. Thank you for spending time with us today.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, ladies, for having me. Just to be able to see your faces across and the colors that you're wearing just brighten my day. So thank you so much.
Aww. Well, we loved it because we actually partner with Athleta Girl. And we had a movement series with them the month of February, and you were one of the guest mentors. And I'll have to say, you brought so much energy and positivity, and you're just this beam of light. I was like, we need to talk to Alex more.
I want
to
know what Alex is all about.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah, that was so, I've been teaching adults for years now, and I forgot how fulfilling it was to, to teach the younger generation, and your girls, your community that you've created is incredible. I told you, I'm your number one fan supporter. So whenever you need me, I'll be here for you guys.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah. I was putting on Dua Lipa every day after that. we
totally adopted Levitate.
Okay.
When we can go out into the world, you'll have all the moves you need.
So at Girl Powerful, we talk to girls and teach them tools to really build a strong sense of self. So building confidence and being proud of who they are through our curriculum. And I know you grew up in LA, and we've been there for the past 10 years working with youth. And we know that it's kind of like a fast track in childhood. You grow up really fast because you have access to all this wellness, all this entertainment, and there's a lot of have and affluence there. So I was wondering, since you do have that LA upbringing, what was your 12-year-old self like? Were you super confident, or were you comparing to others?
I grew up as an only child. I actually was fortunate enough. I came from a musical family, artistic family. I was exposed to obviously LA and Hollywood at an early age, but my father is a musician, still in the industry as well. He worked with Marvin Gaye. This is older generation that you would know, or Aretha Franklin. And my mother as well was a dancer. So I luckily was very supported in, my craft and what I chose to do, but I also was, as an only child, very reserved and shy, and dealt with other things like my parents getting divorced and living with my mother, and so I just remember her telling me, you just were so full of energy growing up. I needed to find something to keep you busy. And so she threw me in, you know, in activities and other things, and we'll get into that later. But, you know, I learned how to entertain myself and also find gymnastics. And that was like my solid home. So that's where like I kind of was able to blind myself from all the distractions and the pressures of, you know, being in LA and what school did you go to and, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, so that was something that like was that solid ground for me, that my gym that I could come home to, that, you know, just helped me find like my direction and my peace, you know, amongst, you know, all the pressures and everything like that from being, you know, a young child growing up in LA and, you know, with single parents. So that was really beneficial.
It's really interesting how we end up talking to so many females that they grew up with a single mom. And I don't have any idea how we all connect, but it's literally a lot of people's stories. And I don't know, like, you feel like you're super alone when you're a teen or tween or younger and your parents are divorced because no one really talks about it. And like, we kind of felt like outcasted because we grew up in Missouri and everyone there, you know, they stay married, even if it's not healthy for them. But the Bible Belt, I think they lean on that, and that's just not what they do. So did you feel a little different because you had a single mom?
I mean, yeah, it was something that like, do I share this? You know, I'm like, I don't, you know, I never was put in that position to have to choose, you know, what parent or whatever, but I was kind of, I leaned towards obviously my mother. Like we just were closer. She's, you know, she was my first dance teacher. So it's like, I had that connection with her. But it was also like my background at my age too, people didn't really look like me. I wasn't, I did actually audition for something as a younger child in the industry. And it was like, I've had these responses of, oh, we're not taking her type, you know? So I wasn't like, I didn't feel welcome. I didn't know where I belonged. You know, I was very shy and to myself, and shyness isn't a bad thing. Like to the girls listening, there's nothing wrong with being shy. Like you're very observant, I'm sure. Like, you know, you listen more, you know? So there's things that come from that, and you just have to use kind of your experiences and take advantage of it, you know, and not feel, you know, like there's anything wrong with that, you know what I mean? And not be afraid to share as well. Like I've learned this as I'm growing up more and more now, like you never know, the person in your class can be going through the exact same thing, you know, and that's what, if anything, can bring you closer together and have that support system. So
right, that makes me think of a lot of girls that we work with. The first time we work with them, they feel like they have to say like, I'm confident or I'm brave, but like you can just tell with their body language or with their voice, they think that's what we want to hear. And so that's when we work with them, we're like, we want you to be proud of who you are. You can be shy, you can be timid. I'm a very like
reserved
person. So it's like, I resonate with a lot of girls who are kind of shy. You know, Teddy's more outgoing and puts herself out there more, but I feel like it's really important for them to see the two of us because we're very different personality wise and it's okay. You know, it's okay. But I love that you found some of your identity on the mat in gymnastics. So tell us about that. Like how was your journey with gymnastics and building confident? Because it's all about your strengths and your abilities and actually showing that to other people, which can be hard.
Yeah. So like I mentioned briefly, my mom was my first dance teacher. So, you know, she had this graceful sort of fun approach to it. You know, she's like, it wasn't a class where like she was babysitting. It was like, no, these kids I know are going to be here because they actually want to be here, you know? So I got to see that, you know, that professional side of her, but also, you know, how much fun it was to just like, she made our costumes as well. And like how much fun it was to transform into these characters. And then when I passed her level of what level she taught at, she put me in rhythmic gymnastics, which, you know, I had coached like Russian Ukrainian coaches. They were like, if you're joining this club, like we want you to be the best of the best and obviously, you know, take it as far as you can. So the training was 5 hours a day. Like it definitely kept me busy and very disciplined. And again, was that like that solid kind of foundation that opened me up to new things. Like I was able to travel through gymnastics. My mom couldn't go with me because of financial issues and stuff like that. So she bartered and was like, oh, just take her, you know, take her and like, good luck, Alex. Like, you know, so I was able to see different, you know, ways of living and just was open to just new things, you know? So that was very scary for me, but you know, it's something that I think just helped, if anything, further in my career, you know, because I was ready for it.
Touching on what you mentioned briefly about auditioning as a young girl and someone saying like, we're not into your look right now, or whatever the easy letdown is, which is not easy. And you know, it's 20 years later and you're bringing it up. So obviously it hurts your soul. It hurts forever. And I'm just curious, like with dancing, like you're constantly like trying out, you're trying to impress, you're trying to be someone they want you to be. How have you maneuvered that? And how have you made like an audition, like a healthy experience instead of a toxic one?
Yeah. So that it took some trial and error, you know, like out of high school, I kind of was like, praised as, oh, you're the dancer, you're gonna shine, you need to do this as your career. And some supported me, some didn't, but you know, and then stepping into that professional world, getting an agent and going on auditions, like the complete opposite happened. You know, I wasn't being praised and like, you know, just gifted with those compliments left and right. I was like, no, you're not this, no, you're not tall enough, no, you don't have the right color hair, like, you know. And then eventually it took on the 100th audition, you know, that one person to take a chance on me and who actually shared, like, you have something special about you. Like, those were his words, like two choreographers actually, like, there's something special about you, you know, you keep showing up, like auditions can last 8 hours a day or have callbacks. And like, I just kept showing up, you know, regardless of like the walls I felt like I was running into. And also just, yeah, just like staying true to myself, knowing sometimes you can't take it personal, you know, sometimes maybe you don't have the relationship with that person, or you are stepping into this room for the first time and the first time this person's seeing you. But it's not always about like, even your skill, even your talent, you know what I mean? There's so many other factors that come into play. And you'll learn that, you know, with like, if you do choose this industry or not, or in any avenue, like that there's so many things, you know, it could be. So just know like within yourself, what direction it is you're going in, you know, that you're ready when that opportunity does come, and to just not take it personal. That's just with anything, you know?
So you walk into an audition, do you use positive self-talk, or how do you hype yourself up?
Good question. So yeah, and this is something that transformed throughout, you know, what I've allowed myself to learn and educate myself on. I, again, go back to my quiet space and take a moment to myself to stretch, and even backstage I love to use breathing techniques, and even, you know, try and allow myself to meditate and kind of give myself those positive little self-talks. Like, I've rehearsed this left and right. I can do this in my sleep. I know this, like, I am capable, you know. And really breathing has been the most thing to just come back to myself, come back to the present moment, you know, forget about all these things that you can't control, you know that basically I've done the work, I've rehearsed, you know, I've come and showed up as prepared as I could be, and, you know, letting it go and surrendering, you know, like whatever your faith may be, whatever, if you trust the universe, your spirituality, like surrendering to that and trusting that, you know, the universe will have your back and you're good. Like, whatever happens, happens, and you're going to be prepared for it. You know, if you fall, make it a dance move, like, make it work.
Do you have a specific breath work technique that you do?
You know what? I don't. I'm actually kind of developing that even more now. It's really, and it's something that just, you know, people say I can't meditate, I don't know what to do. It's really just focusing on the physical factors that happen. Like, I know breathing comes naturally, remembering that like at any moment it's accessible to you. And that's something that all you have to do is focus on that. Focus on your inhalations, your exhalations. I focus on what physical things are happening in my body. Is my chest is expanding. I'm opening up my heart. I'm shining it. Like, I feel it literally you know, dripping down from the crown of my head to, like, literally head, shoulders, knees, toes, like this, go back to this simple, you know, this simple approach. And that's really it. Like, you know, there's, again, so many techniques and there's so many things you can use, you know, specifically for relaxation or anxiety. And that's, I'm still exploring, but that just works for me. Like, yeah, just keep it simple, you know?
I'm curious what was the first time someone actually, like, you got a win, like you got a yes to an audition. What was, like, when thinking back on the past 10 years, what was something that was exciting and, like, you're just mine and your heart exploded with joy?
Oh my God. There's been so many, I would say the most fulfilling, it's like, you know, when things come back in full circle, was when I booked the Super Bowl for Lady Gaga. And I remember I posted, you're like, are you doing it this year? I was like, no, not this year, a few years back, but I booked the Super Bowl for Lady Gaga. And that was so amazing because, number one, like, okay, I didn't have to audition, but I did so many things leading up to that to know, like, I deserve to be in that room. So Richard Jackson, who was the choreographer, he had actually been the choreographer for a girl group that I was in the past called Nikki 16. And he was the best training that I could have ever had, you know, brought out the best performer in me and versatility and everything. So, and with that group, I was working with another girl named Christina Grady. You know, I also did a music video for Lady Gaga. So this was something that, like, he created this project and this group of people that he knew were going to make Lady Gaga as an artist feel comfortable. Number one, he knew he can depend on, he knew had good energy, like, hard workers all wanted to be there. So, like, being able to come together and perform with your friends and people that you really love and, like, on this platform in front of millions of people, you know, for the first time, like, number one, I couldn't have ever imagined that, but that was just, like, my heart, like, exploded, you know. And, you know, it was a month of just rehearsals and grinding with these people and the fastest 15 minutes of my life.
Yeah. Your adrenaline was just pumping. Yeah. It was probably like planning a wedding. You put so much time and effort and then it's over and you're like, okay, well, what do we do now?
What just happened? Like, you literally run on stage because they have like 7 minutes to set up the stage, perform, run back off. Like, okay, bye. Like,
so good. That show was so good.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like,
but you're proof and a testament to, like, you show up, you do the hard work, it's like you're not complaining, you're doing the work, and then look what happened. They're like, Alex is a hard worker, she's a badass dancer, she'll show up for us, you know, and we'll support her and she'll support us in our whole creative process. And look now, you were at the Super Bowl with Lady Gaga. It's amazing.
Yeah, I still get chills. Yeah, that's the thing. As a dancer, you have to remember, it's not about you. So when I go back to saying it's, don't take it personal, like, you're there to support the artist, to make their vision come to life, you know, to bring the choreographers, you know, artistry on stage and entertain and, like, hopefully impact and, you know, influence somebody, even if it's just, like, that one person in the audience, you know. So it's selfless, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's fulfilling and it has its amazing, like, benefits, and, you know, I've explored the world and traveled all over the place from it, but it's also, it's like a service, you know, it's you're giving yourself.
Well, is that how everyone thinks about it? I feel like a lot of people, there are egos with their talents, and I feel like we were just talking to someone else and ego has the word go in it, so it does propel you forward. So how can you be, like, so humble and kind and graceful yet you're accomplishing all these things that you need to be doing?
Yeah. I can't speak for everyone, you know. Again, it's not everybody just sees the glory and the glamour and glitz, you know, behind it, because that's what you see. You see the final product, you know. But there are dealing with artists and so many different personalities, there's so many egos and people that, you know, want a piece of you, or, you know, you see that envious side, or, you know, when they do see you in the light, like, want to get in, and, you know, you're like, where'd you come from? Like, you know?
Yeah, Alex, remember me?
Yeah, right? Like, what? I haven't talked to you, you know, what, you know? So yeah, you just have to really, really pay attention to that. And even with, yeah, with working with artists, they, you know, that there can be, I don't know, they can be feel threatened, or like one instance, an artist like pushed me on stage, and you know, it wasn't like I wasn't in her way. Like she literally like pushed us and like flicked my ear. Like I'll never forget. And
wow,
just like not wear. She was like, I don't want the girls to wear makeup. I want them in turtlenecks. Wow. It was the middle of like summer in the hottest, like humid place in the world. You know, and it, you just have to like really have that security and find that, that confidence in yourself and know that you can't change other people. You can only change yourself.
Yeah. You know? That's, I mean, I feel like that's like women in general. And I think like when they aren't confident and they have self-esteem issues, they're like, oh no, it's like, goes. I don't know why weddings keep popping up in my head, but it's like this, the bridesmaid dress. They're like, we're going to put you in these ugly ass dresses and I'm going to be beautiful today. Why would an artist want that? I would want my team to be like this most powerful unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are artists, yeah, you know, not everyone is going to be like that, but you know, everybody has their struggles. And that's the thing too. Like we have to know, like artists aren't perfect, you know, right. We want to talk about them, you know, on this pedestal, and but they're human beings as well. They go through, you know, panic attacks and stress and just everyday things that we go through as well, you know. So you know, it's just knowing that it's not about you. You know, I don't think I would never want to take the attention away. Like you have to know you have your light, and you can't, you know, dim your light for anybody else, basically. Like you're gonna shine no matter what. And if that's what makes them feel better about themselves, like good for them, you know, you keep it moving.
Yeah. Right. Keep it moving and find the good tribe that does support you.
Exactly.
Like I know you were on Lana Del Rey's tour. Was that, and if I was just creeping and like, you know, researching, doing my due diligence, but it seemed like just through the pictures and the content that she really supports all of her dancers and that you guys, you know, are equals. So how do you like maneuver that, like your mental health on the road and on tour, and then finding a group that fits? Like, how do you like find that again? Because I know you guys are always doing new projects and new things.
Yeah, I mean, Lana has been like, I've been working with her and still currently working with her for over like 4 years now. And so it is like, it doesn't happen often. You know, I am like, I'm so thankful and blessed that we crossed paths, because she's not only an amazing, incredible artist that I admire and, you know, look up to, but she's like a good friend of mine. And yeah, that sometimes it doesn't happen. You are so separated as a dancer. You know, the artist works in another room without you. Then you have that one couple rehearsals, you come together, perform on stage, and you're done. So it really takes, you know, there's some artists that want to know who you are. Where's your background? You know, Beyonce was like, tell me your name, tell me a couple things about yourselves. Like she wants that powerhouse behind her and to know, you know, her team on a deeper level. And Lana is the same. The audition was like 2 days, and she auditioned people, I think, multiple times before I actually auditioned for her and I was chosen, you know. So it's rare, honestly. It's a rare experience that I've been having. But on the road, you know, I've done better with this later as I, you know, realized that I had the time to do this, but I really take time to explore. And like, if you can, you know, include each other and the other people in the business, to know, yes, it's a job. Yes, you have to show up and be on time, but also like take the opportunity and be grateful and utilize the time that you do have, you know, in these different places. So we would dive into the culture. We were in Buenos Aires and I was like, there's a tango show happening across the street. Let's go see it. You know, let's figure it out. Like we would do different things that would just inspire us and kind of come together as a collective community and bonding moments, you know. We would go out and do yoga classes in a different country, you know, like things that were familiar to us that made us feel more like at home, you know, that we could do together. So
that's really cool. It's yeah. Like dance gave you access to the world. Mm-hmm. And while you're expressing yourself, which is a really big thing, because just personally, I was always afraid to dance in front of people.
Oh.
Like, I was like so shy, and I'm 6 foot tall, so I was always like insecure about just my height. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I would only like dance at home or like with my best friend or with Teddy, you know? Mm-hmm. So do you have any tips? Like, because you can like stand in your power on a stage and around the world, and it's a really beautiful thing that a lot of people can't tap into.
Mm-hmm.
Self-expression. So do you have any like encouragement for girls or women listening to have the mind-body connection?
I mean, yes, I have so much. Where do I start? So yeah, it depends on, again, what's your, if you're a young girl, and you know, one of your girls too from the Girl Powerful class, she reached out and was like, I want to take my dance to the next level. She's so sweet. You know, what do I do? Like, first, find what direction you want to go in. You know, if you're an adult and you love to dance, but you're like, I don't know, you know, I just want to dance. So take a dance class. I'll share with you more. I have a platform of classes that you can step into and take for all levels. But also take versatility in mind. Know that you need to train. Training is key. Try everything. If you don't know what particular styles that you love to do, explore. You know, this is like the time is now. You're young. We're all still young. We can explore whatever we want to do. You know what I mean? And so just take that time to explore and see what you do enjoy to do. And if you are great at one thing, that's great. But I know what helped me in my career was multitude of things, you know, making sure I have a little bit of jazz, a little bit of technique, a little bit of hip hop. I knew that I wanted to break into the dance industry in LA, and that was more commercial, more hip hop based. So I went to Millennium Dance Complex and took hip hop classes, you know, left and right. And I even worked out trade, it's called Work for Trade or something, where like I didn't have all the money in the world to pay for classes, but I worked at the studio so I can take classes, you know. So I figured out a way to do that and get my training. And then attitude, like no matter what, my cheer coach when I was in high school, she's like, whenever you step into this rehearsal space, I want you to leave everything out the door, you know, like, okay, if we need to work on some deeper issues, like that's fine. We can take that outside. But like when you're in rehearsal, I want you to be present and to, you know, have your focus and your attitude be here and humble and, you know, and nice, like be kind, you know what I mean? You're on a job and work well together. That's what definitely helped me in my career. And then again, like keep showing up, like, you're going to get no's, you're going to fail, you're going to trip, your pants are going to rip down the center, like anything is going to possibly happen. But the more, you know, you show up, somebody's going to notice. If they don't notice you right away, they will eventually. And you will know, I've been watching you. There was this choreographer, I went to her audition several times, and I'm like, she still doesn't book me, but she keeps inviting me to her auditions. And then one day she's like, okay, I really want to hire you, but this is a thing. The artist, you look a lot like the artist. So, you know, it's not going to work. So I was like, okay. She's like, keep coming next class. Like, so it's just keep showing up, keep, you know, showing your face. And that's, I feel like it's, something's going to come. Like, if you think that, okay, maybe this job, don't be hard on yourself. Like your height is going to work for a job. I was amongst the shorter girls in this Victoria's Secret job, but they wanted all like 5'8" girls and taller to work for, to stand behind Justin Timberlake in these boxes and be these, you know, silhouettes, you know, already in heels and make his show, you know, amazing. So, you know, like at one point in time, like your gift and what you have to offer is gonna have something to show for it. So
that's great advice.
Yeah.
Show up, and someone's always watching you. So be mm-hmm. present in your craft. A lot of girls, it's like, put down your phone, like be present in what we're doing, because you get so many downloads when you're present, and you know, you feel alive when you're present.
Mm-hmm.
And side note, should I call Justin Timberlake?
Probably not.
I don't know about my silhouette.
He's just like in hot water right now. Leave Justin Timberlake alone.
Oh my God. I don't even know.
Leave everyone alone.
Okay, so that leads me into your other venture. Is you're a co-creator for Team 3XT.
Yes.
So tell us about it.
So So Furley is my business partner. We met in a dance company, and she is an incredible dancer as well. Like, I look up to her. We crossed paths in a Los Angeles-based dance company that was called Marshall Dance Company, and it was inspired by the Dunham technique. So Catherine Dunham was this anthropologist. She traveled the world and studied all these different styles, and we performed together, where actually Alec Baldwin was a presenter at one of our shows. And dance companies don't do the best in LA. You know, this is like the most competitive place, you know, and but we kept crossing paths after, through working with Skechers and Nike, and we'd both be on the sidelines, like doing the extra like core crunches and sit-ups and like calm down. So I was kind of like, okay, what is it about this? Like, we need to do something together. I had a heels class at the time too that I was teaching on the side, and Furley approached me and was like, look, I want to create something with you. Like, she was already a businesswoman, had her business goggles on. And she's like, I want to come together. And I'm like, yes, I hate doing things by myself. So I love, like, as you two, like, I love collaboration, and I need, like, I'm not the fiery one. I'm like the creative. I have all the ideas, but I need that person with the fire to, like, you know, ignite. And so Team 3XT came to light, and at first it was something that we met on the road. She was on tour with Beyonce. I was doing, I think, Lana Del Rey at the time. We would meet at the gym, at the hotel, and like create these workouts in the hotel rooms, like at the airports, and like, you know, because our whole thing was like, you can work out anytime, anywhere, no excuses, you know, I don't care where you're at in the world, like, it's possible, you know. Yeah. And that was just to make dance and fitness accessible to everybody, you know. So we felt dancing was so healing, so fulfilling, so fun. And you don't have to be a professional dancer or want to be a professional dancer to pursue it and to experience this. So that's the heart of, you know, of Team 3XT. Like, this is, it's possible. Like, we say that quote, like, if it's a floor, it's a dance floor. Like, use it, like, whatever dance, you know, you don't have to look like everybody else. Dance is all about expression. What's your story, you know? And that's what we wanted to give and let people, you know, in on. Like,
I think that in your videos with your team, you all are very unique, and it's like you are putting out this message through like how you all dance uniquely with your own bodies. And like someone that we know, Ellie, that also works with you.
Yeah.
You know, Ellie is just like, you know, just totally free in herself and so fluid. And that's like such a different look than how you dance or your partner dances. And it's really cool to see you guys.
But Ellie was like the person in the back, like she was hiding, you know, like we said, we knew she was capable and saw that in her, that potential. And she has all the certifications in the world, but we would be like, babe, can you teach for us? Can you sub? And she'd be like, no, she'd freeze. Like, she was not that girl, you know, but she kept coming, she kept training, like, and, you know, sometimes it does take that extra push, but, you know, and we would do silly games in classes too. And, you know, kind of to break the ice, like Furley and I think we're kind of goofy. We don't like create that crazy, like, strict teacher with the cane, you know, we don't hit or any slap anybody. Like, it's not about that. It's like, come to this safe space, you know, to dedicate to yourself for an hour to release, let it go, to just move, you know, and give yourself you know, something back.
Do you think that if dance wasn't your career, you would still dance like every day or go to classes like this?
I think so. I actually, in high school, so I wanted to make sure, like, am I just dancing because, you know, my mom was like my teacher, and, you know, like, I make sure I took a step back and again explored other sports, you know, other sort of activities and stuff like that. And there was nothing like performing and, you know, being on stage and being able to like share that with anybody. And even with teaching, like, I just get like teary-eyed when I talk to my students and I see the transformation, you know what I mean? Because it's just something that is just so powerful. And I think it would probably be in the arts and on some level, you know what I mean? So it's like, if maybe dance isn't for you, it could be choreography, you know, maybe you work better outside of that dance studio, or maybe it's creative directing, or maybe it's like a friend of mine is an architectural designer for now for stages and things on set. Like it could, you know, unravel into all these different things, you know? So yeah, I just would say like explore and see like what sets your soul on fire, basically.
Yes. And that leads me into our last question that we ask every guest. So what makes you feel the most alive?
Whew, well, I have so many. I feel like so many, especially now I've been like exploring so many things. But I mean, being on stage, of course, it's like that moment where you hear the crowd, the music, live music, just like fills my blood. Like it's ridiculous how much like I just am fulfilled by that. Just bringing that vision to life, being on stage, knowing that like I can just have a positive, I don't know, influence on that one person in the crowd, you know, and just let them forget and take them to, you know, a different space for that one moment. I feel, you know, sometimes I've cried on stage, like, get it together, Alex, like, had those moments where, like, this is actually, you know, this is happening, I'm living in my purpose, and, like, pretty much anything when I'm totally immersed in something, whether that's traveling, or, you know, seeing the results of, you know, these women in the company, like, transform, that is where I feel the most alive.
Yeah, you truly are selfless, and it's a really beautiful thing, and being a woman that's creative and you can stand in your power and then express that through movement, it's very beautiful, Alex. So thank you for sharing that with us. What can we expect next from you and your team?
Well, I just want to expand, you know, we're all about community. I hope to influence another 50, another 1,000 women to, you know, to know that, like, dancing, movement, health, mindfulness is so important, especially right now. You know, I just really hope that it reaches more people and explodes, and, you know, we just have as much of an impact on the world and, you know, for self-care as possible. And, you know, for me personally, I would love to like leave my mark in some sort of way. I'm trying to get over my fear of like actually documenting, I don't know, doing maybe a documentary or even like a book, even if I don't, you know, publish it, but like actually,
no,
like,
it would be so interesting. I would be your first customer.
Like, buying the book?
Yeah. Watching the documentary.
I want to watch the documentary.
Yeah. Just something, you know, something that like just to share what worked for me, how I, you know, have overcome, you know, all these obstacles and challenges, and just hopefully to, you know, to bring that light to somebody else.
Yeah. I think sharing is caring, and that's what we're all doing here, and it's important to show up. And I know you were a little nervous about doing a podcast and like, but you wanted to overcome that fear, and it's a big deal. And I mean, it's really interesting Sonia and I even have this platform like through a podcast, because public speaking is something that totally makes me unnerved and flip out. Yeah. Normally I black out.
Right?
I do now, and you show up and you try and everything's not perfect, but hey,
yeah,
at least we're doing it. At least you showed up. Like I always say, shoot for a B. I'm not trying to be some sort of perfect person that doesn't exist, because then I would feel bad about myself. So I'm cool being above average, but not perfect.
Exactly. That's too much pressure. You know,
too much pressure on ourselves. Yeah.
You are a light, and you spread light to everyone. I think you are just so bright and wonderful. And you've just taught me my own lesson on my own self-love journey. It's just to do what I want, dance and sing and get loud and just go after my passion and also show up. That's the biggest part, is doing the hard work, but it will pay off.
It definitely will.
So where can everyone find you if they want to join your classes, if they want to follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, so team3xt.com is our website. You can get access to Studio 3XT. We have a 7-day trial to explore and see what you like right now, what movement, whatever serves you. And then I'm on IG at Miss, M-I-S-S, Alex, K-A-Y-E. And yeah, that's it. I'll be around whenever you guys need again, like, please reach out if you have any questions. Any young girls, I'm open. I'm here to, you know, to help, and would love to see your faces and hear from you. So
thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.